Amen. We decree and declare this is the day that the Lord has made. We decree and declare we are the healed of the Lord. We decree and declare the strength of the Lord right now. We decree and declare clarity over our lives. We decree and declare angelic visitation takes place on this day. We decree and declare a divine hedge of protection over the lives of your people and over our families even now. We decree and declare abundance on this day. We decree and declare the increase of the Lord. We decree and declare the love of the Lord surround us and encompass our families even now. We decree and declare divine connection. We decree and declare the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding takes over our lives and our homes right now. We decree and declare the joy of the Lord being our strength. We decree and declare in you we move, have, and live our being. We decree and declare right relationships take place even now. We decree and declare the turnaround taking place even now. We decree and declare divine healing and wholeness taking place even now. We decree and declare the double portion happening on this day. We decree and declare right direction. Let the word be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path on this day. We decree and declare favor around our travels. Keep us as we come and as we go. We decree and declare the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. We decree and declare money-making creative ideas happening on this day. We decree and declare power, love, and sound mind on this day. We decree and declare God loves us daily with benefits. We decree and declare open doors even now. Prophet, let's go ahead and open up the line. The lines are open. Let's open.
Hello. All right. Thank you, Jesus. We will have Prophetess Jayla. Go ahead. You can pray first.
All right. Father God, I just want to thank you for growing my relationship with you. I want to thank you for the protection over my family and friends. I want to thank you for wisdom and making the right decisions. Father God, I want to thank you for covering and having safety over the people and peace over the nation. Father God, I want to thank you for having integrity and honesty. Father God, I want to thank you for covering young people and young millennials today. Father God, I want to thank you for the opportunity for having me on this call and blessing somebody's life today. Father God, I want to thank you for giving me great health, giving me energy, and giving me enthusiasm to wake up each day and praise your name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Prophetess Danielle.
God, I thank you for this day. I thank you for the protection that you have in all of our homes, God. God, I thank you for our parents that you placed them over our lives as leaders. God, I thank you for the angels, and I thank you for the schools that you put us in, God, where you know what's best for us. And I thank you, God, that every household praises your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Prophet Noah.
Father God, thank you for another day on this earth. Thank you for waking us all up this morning. I thank you for putting food in our bodies. Thank you for putting a roof over our heads. And Father God, I thank you for everything you've done. Thank you for letting us grow older. Thank you for the earth that you provided for us. Thank you for the clothing that you put on our bodies. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Prophetess Shauna.
Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for waking us up this morning. I thank you for just another day, and I thank you that we have a day to praise you and to give all the glory to you. And I just thank you for having the food at my table, the clothes on my body, and the roof over my head, and the angels surrounding me. And I thank you that we can get where we need to be, and the education we're in, that is good. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Prophetess Jordan, or Little Prophetess Jordan.
I thank you, God, that we will have a nice day. And thank you, God. I thank you that we will have a nice, good trip. And I keep smoking.
Amen. Prophetess J.L.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for this time of need as you bless everybody in the world, Lord God. Watch over them as they go through life and they go through a different season in this time. Lord God, just watch over everybody who's in the stage of confusion. May they be in the light. Lord God, just watch over everybody in this season. And watch as this is transitioning. And to everyone who's being tested in this season, let them go through it successfully. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Prophetess Sophia.
Amen.
Prophetess Sophia. All right, moving right along. Chloe, are you on the line? Go ahead. All right, moving right along. Prophet Delrick Blaine Pollins, Jr., why don't you go ahead and pray? Make sure you're all unmuted. All right. Moving right along, Prophetess Bethany, go ahead and pray.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for the lives of your people even now. We thank you for life. We thank you for this new day. We thank you for your fresh anointing even now, Father God. Thank you for covering us as we come and as we go. Father, we thank you for divine healing even now taking place in all of us. Father God, thank you for making us whole and complete even now, Father God. Father God, we thank you for drawing right relationships our way, Father God, right connections, Father God. Father God, thank you for showing us agape love, Father God. Allow us to show agape love to others, Father God. Thank you for teaching us the way even now, Father God. Father God, cover our homes even now, Father God. Allow peace to reign in our hearts and our spirits and in our homes even now, Father God. Allow your peace to reign, Father God. Father, we thank you. We'll continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. I love you, Lord. Amen and amen.
All right. Prophet Delrick, are you on the line? Go ahead and pray. And while we wait for him, Chloe, go ahead and pray. Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for our time on this call, being able to come together in your name just to give you the praise in advance to start our weekend off. Father, as we enter into our revival season, let there be a fresh anointing that fall upon our people, that fall upon the hearts of our people, that fall upon the minds of our people. God, let your spirit go in and all and through our workplaces. Go, let it go in and through our learning places. Let it go in and through our homes. Father, we thank you in advance for the things that we don't even understand you've already handled. Father, thank you as we begin to go through our lives, opening up our eyes to the things that you have set before us, the path that you have set before us, that you would think of us, so much of us, to put us in a place, a position to be all the way up. Father, thank you for putting us in a season where the man and the woman of God have the ability and the strength to go forth and globalize the prophetic, that the calling on their lives may not be too hot or too cold, that it may just be the right temperature for them to do what they need to do. Father, we thank you for our ministers, our deacons, our deaconesses, who are the pillars of our community, who uplift the community and support the community. May we get the strength to uplift them as they go forward in the service, God. Father, we thank you for those that have come across our path, that have come and that have gone. God, we thank you for bringing the right people around us. We thank you for making people the right people around us. God, we ask you to steady our minds, to give us a clarity and a focus like we haven't had before as we go into our new year. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Now I'm going to ask one more time. Prophet Delrick, are you on? Delrick, if you're on, you can pray now. If not, we will move on to the adults. Okay, Prophetess Darlene, it's going over to you. Thank you, everybody.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank our fledglings. At this time, we're going to call Prophetess Regina Turner, and then Prophetess Olympia, Prophet Michael, Prophetess Joyce Hartley, Prophetess Sharnita, and then myself.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we want to thank and praise your holy and righteous name, Lord God. We want to thank and praise your holy and righteous name for the prayers that have gone up prior to myself, Lord God. We want to thank and praise your name for every family that is represented here on the line, Father God, that you will give them a special anointing to keep them on high, O Father God. We thank you for allowing us to come to your throne of grace, to lay prostrate before you, dear God, to stand in this space of a yes, Father God. We want to thank and praise your name for the people that's listening in the background, Lord Lord God, that they will be anointed afresh as well, Lord God. We want to thank you for the new open doors. We want to thank you for our families. We want to thank you for our Archbishop Yvonne Jordan, oh Father God, and Pastor Lady Deborah Jordan, oh dear God, for just having this space for us to come to pray to your glory, Father God. We thank you for allowing us to rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, Matthew 5:12, Lord God. We want to thank and praise your name for just uplifting us, giving us new joy, new right relationship, debt cancellation, oh dear God. We want to thank you for the shundo that is occurring in each and every one of our lives, oh dear God. We want to thank and praise your name for the blessings of healing, oh dear God, for those that are standing in the need of healing, Lord God. For you said, by your stripes we are healed, Lord God, and we are claiming, we are affirming, and we're decreeing and declaring on this morning, oh dear God, that we are standing in the righteousness of your glory. Well, God, we want to thank and praise your name for just blessing the leaders of our country, oh dear God, to let them see the light, oh dear God, that you will constantly keep them under your covering, oh dear God, and we bless you and we thank you for you for being majestic in our lives, oh dear God, for us just being omnipresent in our lives, oh dear God. We thank you and we adore you. We magnify you and we uplift you, and we just want to say thank you and that we love you on this morning. In Jesus' matchless name we pray, amen and amen.
Father God, we thank you for the dawning of a new day. Father, we thank you for coming into your presence in oneness, in unison. We thank you for every prayer that has gone forth, Father. May your ears hear all the prayers that is going up today and forever. Father, we thank you for our Archbishop, Master Prophet, Yvonne Jordan. Father, we thank you for our leading lady, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We thank you for Mother Mary Marion, and we thank you for Mother Mary Jordan. We thank you for the healing and strength for Mother Betty Johnson. And Father, we thank you for the fledgling that's come on the line to give their praise and thanksgiving. Father, we thank you for Poem and Prophecology. We thank you for the revival that's going to begin this Sunday to Tuesday. We thank you for the healing and strength of Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, Prophetess Aisha Cooper, Prophet Stephen Bostick. Father, we thank you for clarity and wisdom. We thank you for the strength that you give us every day, all day to move forward. We thank you for making the right decisions. We thank you for hearing your voice in this season. Father, we thank you for leadership, the apostles, the pastors, the elders, the deacons, the deaconesses. Father, we thank you for the teachers and the leaders. We thank you for the children and their education. Father, we thank you for new friendships. We thank you for new business opportunities as well. Father, we thank you for the sick and shut in. We thank you for the hedge of protection you keep around Texas and the Caribbean and California and Puerto Rico and Africa. Father, we thank you that your voice still reigns everywhere and anywhere anyone goes, Father. Father, we just thank you for family. We thank you for marriages. Father, just keep strengthening marriages and family in the season. Father, we thank you for the sick and shut-in, and we thank you for the homelessness. And we thank you that you keep showing up on their behalf so they know that you're still large and in charge of their life. I ask all these things in Jesus' almighty name. I love you to life. Amen.
Prophet Sharnita.
Amen. Truly I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, truly I tell you that if two of you on earth agree against anything they ask for, about anything they ask for, it will be done to them by my Father in heaven. For the Lord will. For the Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before you. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. For no weapon that is formed against you will prosper. And every tongue that rises against you in judgment, he, Father, will condemn. And Lord, I thank you right now for the turnaround that is taking place for those family members in the state of Texas, in the state of Las Vegas, and all across the world. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the protection that you have placed around our leader, Archbishop Master Prophet Yvonne Jordan, and Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. I thank you for each and every person that is on this line right now, Lord. And we shall not be overcome with evil, but we will overcome evil with good. As we continue to fight the good fight of the faith, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Prophetess Joyce.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Father God, for all that you have done and doing in our lives, oh God. Thank you, Lord, because you are the King of kings, Lord of lords, almighty God, oh God. And thank you, God, for being the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and last is and always will be, oh God. And without you, oh God, we are nothing, oh God. And God, we want to thank and praise your mighty name, oh God. We thank you, God, for bringing us the right relationships, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for relationship healing, dear Lord. Oh God, we thank you, God, for traveling mercies, oh God. We thank you, God, for the traveling mercies and protecting us as we travel by land, air, or sea, God. And we thank you, God, for guiding us and keeping us safe wherever we may be, God. We thank you, God, for protecting us from accidents and keeping us free from body harm and soul, God. And we thank you, God, for supporting us with your grace, oh God, and keeping us mindful, dear Lord, of your presence and your love and bringing us back and forth safe and sound, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for being our creator, dear Lord. Oh God, we thank you, God, for speaking in our mind and speaking to all the minds of your people, God. And God, we thank you, God, for being the source of our strength, dear Lord. And God, we thank you, God, for giving us an eye to see, an ear to hear what your spirit is saying, dear Lord. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for your hedge of protection over us, over our children, over our loved ones, and all around us, God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for keeping us with an open mind to see ourselves as you see us, dear Lord. For we are weak, but you are strong, dear Lord. We want to thank you, God, for the power of your love, which lifts us up, oh God, and save us from our sins, dear Lord. Oh God, we thank you, God, for giving the president wisdom and knowledge and strength, oh God, and giving all your people, God, the power, dear Lord. Oh God, and we want to thank you, dear Lord, for making the horrors of wars pass forever from your earth, God. And we thank you, God, that peace reign, oh God, in your earth, dear Lord. Oh God, we thank you, God, for filling our hearts with your goodness and your love, dear Lord. And we thank you, God, for giving us proper regard to each other, dear Lord. And we thank you, dear Lord, for giving us patience to walk in unity, oh God, with each other, Lord. We thank you, God, for making us prosperous. We thank you, God, that we are above only, dear Lord. And we thank you, God, for ordering our steps, dear Lord. And we thank you, God, for teaching us how to talk and how to walk, dear Lord. And we thank you, God, that for making us perfect, making us whole, complete, and divine, dear Lord. And we thank you, God, Almighty Power One, oh God, for enlightening the burdens of all who is oppressed, God. And we thank you, God, for blotting out the sins of yesterday, dear Lord. And God, we thank you, God, for all your blessings. We thank you, God, for that we hold liberty in high esteem, God. And thank you, God, for the wonderful country in which we are privileged to live, dear Lord. And we thank you, God, for inspiring all your people to hold sacred of your glorious inheritance, oh God, and keeping us free from strife, and free from jealousy, God, and free from race, God, and free from class, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for that, oh God. We thank you, God, for insight, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for connections, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for business ideas, dear Lord. We thank you, Lord, for innovative ideas, oh God. And we thank you, God, for peace that passes all understanding, dear Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for wisdom and knowledge and understanding. And we thank you, God, for the great harvest that you have for us, the great harvest, oh God, that is opening up for us right here, this day, right now, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, for letting us profit. And we thank you, God, for shielding us from evil. And we thank you, God, for giving us a clear way and giving us clarity, oh God, in our lives, oh God. We thank you, dear Lord, for plucking out all the ones out of our way that is not to come the ones that the wrong ones. We thank you, God, for keeping them away from us, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for bills paid in full. We thank you, God, for debt cancellation. We thank you, God, for new ideas, new homes, new land, God. Thank you, God, that you are our source. Thank you, God, for growth and protection. And thank you, God, for all that you have done and doing in our lives, oh, God. And we thank you, God, that whomever formed against us shall not prosper, dear Lord. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned, oh, God. Because when you arise, dear Lord, the enemy scatters. And thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of the soles of your feet. And thank you, God, for being a hope to all the sick and shedding, dear Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In your precious, mighty, and merciful name we pray, amen and amen.
Prophet Michael.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Heavenly Father, I thank you tonight, Lord God, for this time of gathering. I thank you, Lord God, for the things that are happening great, even in this prayer line at night, Lord God, and the miracles that are happening. Father, thank you, Lord God, for the leadership, Lord God, Archbishop Master Prophet Bernard Jordan, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, Lord God. We thank you for leading in the way that you would want them to go, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, for the prophets, the prophetesses. We thank you, Lord God, for the fledgings, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for encouraging, stirring them up in the things of God, encouraging them, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for making a way out of no way when things seem to be impossible. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for those that may be sick, even, Lord God, among the body, Lord God, on so many streets, Lord God, those in Norvis, Lord God, that may be sick in their bodies or going through something. We pray you heal them, Lord God. First of all, in their mind, then their spirit, and then their natural body. We pray, Lord God, according to your will. Heavenly Father, we also pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you, Lord God, just touch those, Lord God, that may need to be touched during this season. Lord God, we pray for a special gathering, Lord God, what's going on with Prophet Prophet Daniel, and then, Lord God, for these couple of days. Lord God, we pray to bless that and something great comes out of it. We pray, Lord God, for a proper college that's coming forth, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that things will come out great out of that, Lord God, too. And, Lord God, even as we come to give, that, Lord God, we also receive back, Lord God, spiritual things also with natural things in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for success. We thank you for prosperity. We thank you, Lord God, for thank you for my family, Lord God, for divine protection, success and prosperity on them, right leadership. I thank you, Lord God, for those in Zone Ministries, the divine protection for them, Lord God, and pray, Lord God, to keep them around the things of God. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we also thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing. With getting ready to come in 2018, Lord God, and we also thank you for 2017, Lord God. Whether it was good or was bad, we count it, Lord God, all joy. Heavenly Father, even when it seems hard to, but we count it all joy. And we thank you, Lord God, for moving forward and giving us ideas, creative ideas, for the body of Christ, ideas for families, Lord God, right direction, right leadership for children, Lord God, growing up during this time and during this season. We give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Father God, for your power and your glory and your grace. We thank you, Father God, for your mercy. We thank you, Father God, for your strength. We thank you, Lord God, for your divine protection. And in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of every stronghold and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of you. And in the name of Jesus, we pull down every stronghold of lack, sickness, disease, divorce, warfare, terrorism, violence, poverty, in Jesus' name, division, witchcraft, and warfare. We decree and declare peace, be still. We decree and declare healing is the children's bread. And we bless everyone on this call, every family, every home that's represented. We bless our elders and our children, even those that were on the call tonight. Encourage their hearts and minds. Bless them in school, prosper and advance them in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare strength and divine protection, even for our Archbishop and our pastor, as you continue to stretch them to the next level. And we bless you in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for your grace and your mercy in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, people of God, we thank you for being on the call on this morning. We thank our fledglings. Amen. We want to continue to encourage them, and we look forward to them being back on the call on Friday. Amen. And we thank Prophetess Bethany and Prophetess Deanna for facilitating the gathering of our fledglings and our children. Amen. And we just want to continue to encourage them in the things of God. Amen. And we thank you all for being on the court. Amen. And standing with the prophets as we stand in the gap for the people of God. And Prophetess Olympia, are you still on the call?
Yes, Prophetess, I am.
Amen. Yes, could you please do the announcements for us?
Amen. We just want to let everyone know that tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., please join us on the conference call with our very own Master Prophet, Bishop E. Bernard Jordan. And on 12 noon, every day we have the Pop Life Show, and which would be Monday, and that would be the Man Cave. Monday, we have the Prophet Joshua Jordan, Prophet Prentiss Vanderbilt, and several other prophets that will be joining them on Monday at 12 noon. Again, at 8 p.m. Monday night, we're going to have Prophet Joshua Jordan back on the conference call with the prophetic communication along with the company of prophets. Again, every night from Monday to Friday, we have the Midnight Cry with our very own Pastor Deborah Jordan and the company of prophets, with Prophetess Darlene Gray standing instead for her. And those are the announcements.
Amen, and thank you all. And I appreciate those of you who have been posting and inviting others to the prophetic prayer call. Amen. Let's continue to advertise and stretch. Amen. There were at least 2 to 3 people that I saw just scanning my page who lost loved ones on today. People need the Lord. Amen. And we, if you don't have any money, you can give them Jesus. Amen. So just invite, post the phone number on your Facebook pages and encourage the people and let them know that the prophets are praying. God bless you. Love you to life. Peace.
Dr. Darlene?
Yes.
I have one other announcement, an important announcement, our revival that will be starting this Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday with Prophet Daniel Amatain and Master Prophet Prempeh.
Yes and yes, and that is going to be tremendous. And if you want to have a one-on-one with Prophet Daniel, sow your 2018 seed, your first fruit seed, and get an audience with the prophet. Amen. I had the blessing to get my one-to-one on the call this morning, and it was absolutely amazing. So I want to just encourage you all. And lastly, if this prayer call is a blessing to you, sow a seed of gratitude. Amen. Let's let our Archbishop and Pastor know that this ministry is a blessing to you and you want to see it continue and thrive. Amen. That you don't want this prayer call to end. Sow a seed and let Archbishop know that we want this prayer call to continue. Amen. God bless you and enjoy the rest of your day.